Some have come, some have gone, still we keep on keeping on, always thankful for the time along the road.
Well, there's something terrifically appropriate about doing an interview with Bill Staines from somewhere along I-5 near Canyonville. Bill, are you there?
I am, Frank. How are you?
Very well. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Well, thank you.
We started the interview with the title track to your new CD, Beneath Some Lucky Star. The song is Along the Road. A lucky star and picking up a guitar, was it that easy? How did you actually get started as a musician?
Well, I grew up in the Boston-Cambridge folk scene, and so it was just a magical time to be going to the coffee houses at the time. Of course, folk music was the pop, you know, one of the pop musics at the time. And so when I was in high school, we were going to folk concerts and going to the coffee houses and things like that. And so I would literally throw my books into the locker at 3 in the afternoon and then head for the coffee houses. And so I would go in to hear people like Joan Baez and Judy Collins and Bernie Lightfoot, and even before then, the Dick and Mimi Farina. There were Tim Hardin. There were just tons of people living in the Boston area, Taj Mahal. They were all living in the Boston area, going to school or one thing or another. And so, you know, I spent a lot of time at the coffee houses, and that eventually just sort of led to, you know, a career in music. I mean, I always loved music. I never knew anything else, really.
Well, so. You've been performing for 45 years now. What keeps you doing it?
Magic, I think. it's, you know, it's one of those things where I have things called little victories. And the little victories are things that'll happen, like, you know, I'll get a phone call, somebody's recording your song. Not necessarily a materialistic thing, but you know, I got an email this morning from somebody in Norway that said, we really love your music, you know. And so those things, you know, keep me going. At the end of the day, sometimes, you know, you're looking for these little victories. At the end of the day, nothing's happened, but there's always tomorrow. So there's always that looking forward to the unknown. You know, I mean, it might be like meeting somebody or, you know, I mean, I met somebody who was a bush pilot in Alaska. You know, I ended up going flying up on the Mount McKinley, things like that. You know, and you just never know when that's gonna tap you on the shoulder. So, you know, those things are important and they keep me going. Plus, I love to play for people.
Creative friends of mine who talk about going to the well of creativity say you actually have to go and refill it from time to time too. You can't just keep taking things out. Is that kind of your experience as a songwriter that you have? And what do you put back in?
Well, you know, the thing is that in my writing, what I like to try and do is bring something of value to people. And you know, I don't want to get up and, you know, there are people who they're taught sort of. Tom Paxton says there are sort of two schools of songwriting. One is that you write 100 songs a year and you keep 10, and the other school is that you write 10 and keep them all. And, you know, I'm sort of, as I say, I'm trying to bring something of value to people. And so I don't necessarily look every day for something to write about, but every once in a while something taps me on the shoulder and says, this story needs to be told, or these emotions need to be you know, carry it on or something like that. And that becomes the concept for a song, or at least the idea for a song. I'll give you an example. I was at home one day trying to write a song, because as a professional, you know, people want to hear new material. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to write a song, and I was trying to force it. Nothing was happening at all. And I was going to dinner with our neighbors before I left for a tour. And they had this old dog, so I was walking up their driveway to go to dinner, and here comes this old dog galumphing down the driveway, and I said, Oakley, you old dog, you. And the light just went on. I said, I'm going to write a song about old dogs. People love dogs, and it's not necessarily even a dog thing. I mean, old dogs can be people, and so where did that little seed came from? It came from something that, you know, just a statement that I made to an old dog. And so, you know, where do songs come from? I mean, it's, you know, sometimes it really is just magic.
The song I think I want to play in the middle today is, I think, has the feeling of a wedding present. Can you tell us how Ceremony was written?
Well, this was a commissioned piece. I was approached by a woman in Minneapolis, and she was in her middle 40s, and she was about to be married. And her fiancé also was in his middle 40s, and you know, obviously they were getting married. And individually, they were both very close to their parents, but their parents were gone. And so she came up to me and she said, would you be able to write a song that would take the place of our parents at our wedding ceremony? And I said, sure. and went home and said, okay, how do I do this? And the result was this song, Ceremony.
Here it is, Ceremony on the Saturday Cafe.
There is singing in the wind, and it is a day for dancing. Standing by your side were the parents, pride for a daughter and a son.
A song that stood in loco parentis at a wedding, Bill Staines on the Saturday Cafe. It's a lovely, lovely song, Bill.
Well, thanks, Frank. You know, what I tried to do with that was I wanted to be sort of, you know, celebratory, and so it sort of has a little sort of a classical motif to it. You know, it seems like it could be done with a tambourine or people dancing around a maypole or something like that. You know, it's just a very light and sort of a pretty type of thing, and that's what I wanted for that song.
Well, you're coming to Eugene en route even as we speak, and you're performing tonight at Tsunami Bookstore?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock start time, I believe that is.
Uh-huh.
2585 Willamette Street. Well, looking forward to having you back again. It seems like you come every October, because it seems like I always play October Winds when you're coming to town.
Well, if not every October, at least every other October.
I have been playing some slightly spooky, not really Halloweeny music, but because it's a ways away from Halloween, but a little ghostly. And I think the appropriate song from your new album to fit into the theme is actually Lord Franklin. Could you tell us a little bit about the song?
Well, of course, it's an old ballad, and there are something like 20 or 30 verses to the original piece. And over the years, through the folk process, it's sort of been distilled down to 5 or 6 verses. But it's basically the story alludes to the Franklin expedition of, I believe, it was 1845 or 1847 in there. And, of course, you know, they were off to find the Northwest Passage and basically disappeared. Although over the, you know, recent years, of course, the three sailors that were exhumed in the Arctic, James Taylor wrote the song The Iceman. That was one of Franklin's sailors. But they were lost for at least 2 years, and then Lady Franklin, Lord Franklin's wife, funded a rescue expedition. But it took the British Admiralty at least 3 or 4 years before the expedition actually ever got underway. But they never found them, and so this ballad has been in existence for many, many years. A lot of people have recorded it, but I wanted to try and do it in a sort of a different way. So I did it on piano, and there's a little bit of an effect on it. And I went to the engineer at the studio and I said, you know, I want something that's crystal clear, icy and cold. And so there's sort of this breathy effect on the song, along with the violins. And the violin player on the album is actually Archie McCauley, who is the violin player for the Irish group Danu. And he's a wonderful, wonderful musician. So I tried to make it a little bit different, and it's always been a favorite of mine. Of course, the tune was used by Bob Dylan. It became the song Bob Dylan's Dream, but it's an old ballad, and I've always loved the song.
Well, thank you again for joining me on the Saturday Cafe. Travel safe to Eugene.
Thank you, Frank. I'm looking forward to being in Eugene again.
Homeward bound one night on the deep, swinging in my hammock, oh, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true concerning me.